Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. Here we are in the book of Numbers. What an interesting time this has been, studying these amazing processes of God all through the Bible. You know, we're already starting to see it, how Israel has done good, done bad, done good, done bad, done good, done bad. And God loves them through it. And the children of Israel vexed Moses so much that Moses ended up giving up his opportunity to take them into Canaan land by his rebellion against God and striking the rock. And it's an encouragement to you and I to say, you know what, God loves us no matter what. And then let's figure out how to walk in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because in the New Testament, we don't have to sin and go in that cycle. It's not what he wants. He called us his holy temple. And if he called us holy and said, be ye therefore holy, then it's got to be possible, or he wouldn't have said it, because God doesn't just sit around bored writing words in a book. And every word in our Bible is inspired on purpose. We remind you that there'll be some timestamps in this video in the notes and in the first comment. It'll help you be able to go back and study it again. We are a listener-supported ministry, so any of you that aspire to tithe or give here, all of that information is right in the notes of this program. We receive it, and we thank you for it. Thank you for helping us preach the gospel. 28 nations we're preaching in. 28 nations. You know what? I don't know if I even read them here. Did I read them here? United States of America, Canada, Mexico, and Brazil. Japan, South Korea, the Philippines. United Kingdom, Spain, France, Germany, Sweden, Estonia, Netherlands, Hungary, Switzerland, India, Russia, South Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, the Philippines, Iraq, Malaysia, Singapore, Pakistan, Samoa, Australia, Ukraine. Isn't that something? How God's helping us preach the gospel around the world. It's a long beginning here. Let's pray our opening prayer like we do every time we come together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. We are in Numbers chapter 23. Numbers chapter 23. God's abundant blessings are given to the children of Israel, and Balaam and Balak fall down stupid and destroy themselves forever. 23:1, Balaam said to Balak, build 7 altars for me here, and prepare for me here 7 bulls and 7 rams. Balak, he's a wicked man, did just as Balaam had spoken. Balak and Balaam offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak, stand by your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps the Lord will come to meet me. Whatever he shows me, I will tell you. So he went to a desolate height. Verse 4, God met Balaam, and he said to him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered on each altar a bull and a ram. Verse 5, then the Lord put a sword in Balaam's mouth, and said, "Return to Balak, and thus you shall speak." So he returned to him, and there he was standing by his burnt offering, he and all the princes of Moab. They're all wicked men, but they're acting in a righteous manner with an offering. Verse 7, he took up his oracle and he said, "Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me from Aram, from the mountains of the east. Come curse Jacob for me, and come denounce Israel. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? And how shall I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced?" Wow. I could preach on that for about an hour right now, but I'm just reading. "Far from the top of the rocks, I see him. From the hills, I behold him. They're a people dwelling alone, not reckoning itself among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob or number one-fourth of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my end be like his." It doesn't sound like a curse at all, does it? Verse 11, Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and look, you have blessed them bountifully." So he answered and said, "Must I not take heed to speak what the Lord has put in my mouth?" Well, he's not only a numbskull, he's a double numbskull. Verse 13, Balak said to Balaam, "Please come with me to another place from which you may see them. You shall see only the outer part of them and shall not see them all. Curse them for me." So he brought him to the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built seven altars and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. And he said to Balak, "Stand here by your burnt offering while I meet the Lord over there." Then the Lord met Balaam and put a sword in his mouth and said, "Go back to Balak, and thus you shall speak." So he came to him, and there he was standing by the burnt offering, and the princes of Moab were with him, and they're still wicked men. And Balak said to him, "What has the Lord spoken?" Then he took up his oracle and he said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear. Listen to me, son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and he will make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. The Lord is God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brings them out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild ox." 23. This is an important verse. Circle it, highlight it, underline it. "Is no sorcery against Jacob. There's no divination against Israel. It must now be said of Jacob and of Israel, look what God has done." It doesn't matter how much you curse a Christian. You curse yourself when you do it. Help us, Jesus. 24. "Look, for rises like a lioness and lifts itself up like a lion. It shall not lie down until it devours its prey and drinks the blood of the slain." And here we go. Cry baby Balak. Then Balak said to Balaam, "Neither curse them at all nor bless them at all." Balaam answered and said to Balak, "Did I not tell you, saying, all that the Lord speaks, that I must do?" 27. Balak said to Balaam, "Please come. I will take you to another place. Perhaps it will please God that you may curse for me from there." Guy don't get it. He's a triple knucklehead. 28. Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor that overlooks the wasteland. Then Balaam said to Balak, build for me here 7 altars and prepare for me 7 bulls and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had said and offered a bull and a ram on every altar. Now, you got to realize that takes some time to do.
Oh, yeah.
So these guys are like determined to curse, even though God is continually blessed. And you got to look at it and say, that's how stupid sin will make you right here.
Yeah.
It's just how stupid sin will make you.
Yeah.
Don't be this stupid, no matter who's doing it. It's like all them people we've just talked about who continually curse the men of God. You cannot curse what God has blessed. Only set up a deeper pit of hell for yourself.
And look at how much time, like you said, they spend a lot of time doing that.
We're not done. We have another chapter of this. Chapter 24. Now, when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not go, as at other times, to seek to use sorcery. But he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam raised his eyes and saw Israel encamped according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. He took up his oracle and said, the utterance of Balaam, the son of Beor, the utterance of the man whose eyes are opened, the utterance of him who hears the words of God, who sees the visions of the Almighty, who falls down with eyes wide open. How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel, like valleys that stretch out, like gardens by the riverside, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters. It's awesome, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He shall pour water from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. His king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brings him out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild ox. He shall consume the nations, his enemies. He shall break their bones and pierce them with arrows. He bows down. He lies down as a lion, and as a lion, who shall arouse him? Blessed is he who blesses you, and cursed is he who curses you. That's what God said to Abraham the first time he spoke to him in Genesis chapter 12. I'm going to write it in there right now in my Bible, Genesis 12, verse 10. Balak's anger was aroused against Balaam, and he struck his hands together, and Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies, and look, you have bountifully blessed them 3 times. Verse 11, now flee to your place. I said I would greatly honor you, but in fact the Lord has kept you back from honor. So Balaam said to Balak, did I not also speak to your messengers whom you sent to me, saying, if Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of the Lord to do good or bad of my own will when what the Lord says that I must speak. And now, indeed, I'm going to my people. Come, I will advise you what this people will do to your people in the latter days. Now, if you look back, let's pause for a minute here. When you look back at what he said in verse number 2, or verse number 1 of 24, it says, he did not go as other time to seek to use sorcery. He was trying to go and use sorcery, using a bull and a ram and a bull, God's items, to use sorcery against God's man. Number one, you're a fool. Don't do that. Don't be using your voodoo dolls. Don't be using curses and hexes and all that. You're using the devil. And you will get the devil when you use the devil. Wow. I'm in verse. I love this. It just makes me want to preach, though. So he took up his oracle and said, the utterance of Balaam, the son of Beor, the utterance of the man whose eyes are opened. The utterance of him who hears the words of God and has the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who falls down with his eyes wide open, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel and batter the brow of Moab and destroy all the sons of Tumor. That's the star that the wise men saw in verse 17. A star shall come out of Jacob. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Edom shall be a possession. Seir also, his enemies shall be a possession. When Israel does valiantly, out of Jacob one shall have dominion and destroy the remains of the city. Verse 20, then he looked on Amalek, and he took up his oracle and said, Amalek was first among the nations, but shall be last until he perishes. Then he looked on the Kenites, and he took up his oracle and said, firm is your dwelling place, and your nest is set in the rock. Nevertheless, Cain shall be burned. How long until Asher carries you away captive? Verse 23, took up his oracle and said, alas, who shall live when God does this? Ships shall come from the coast of Cyprus and shall afflict Asher and afflict Eber, and so shall Amalek until he perishes. So Balaam rose and departed and returned to his place, also went his way. Chapter 25. Now Israel remained in the acacia grove, and the people began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab. They invited the people to sacrifice of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel was joined to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord was roused against Israel. Then the Lord said to Moses, take all the leaders of the people and hang the offenders before the Lord out in the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel. Verse 5. So Moses said to the judges of Israel, every one of you kill his men who were joined to Baal of Peor, because that's the Baal god. And indeed, one of the children of Israel came and presented to his brethren a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. When Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her body. So the plague was stopped among the children of Israel. And those who died in the plague were 24,000. Verse 10. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned back my wrath from the children of Israel, because he was zealous with my zeal among them, so that I did not consume the children of Israel in my zeal. Therefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and it shall be to him and his descendants after him a covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made atonement for the children of Israel. The name of the Israelite who was killed with the Midianite woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, a leader of a father's house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianite woman who was killed was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur. He was head of the people of the father's house in Midian. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, harass the Midianites and attack them, for they harassed you with their schemes by which they seduced you in the matter of Peor and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of a leader of Midian, their sister, who was killed in the day of the plague because of Peor. What a night. What a day. What a story. No matter how hard Balak tried to get Balaam to prophesy wickedness against the children of Israel, it was not going to happen. And the harder you try to curse somebody who is righteous, the harder somebody tries to curse someone who's righteous, the greater God's blessing comes on them. And the more that curse goes back on the person that's doing the cursing. You cannot mix God and witchcraft. And curses are of witchcraft. Karma is of witchcraft. It doesn't matter that it sounds like seed time and harvest. It comes from the demonic force of revenge, not God bringing recompense. And you got to stay away from it. Now, let's see. In the middle of this, let's pull out the good part. And that is the beautiful words that God spoke as he caused Balaam to prophesy about the glory of Israel. And you notice he said how beautiful Israel was in all their tents. That's because Israel had great order.
Mm-hmm.
And God loves order. And the more order you get in the life, the more anointing you get in your life. And it's a wonderful blessing. Aren't you glad that Jesus came and paid the whole price for us?
Mm-hmm.
All by himself, once for everybody. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, we want to give you the opportunity to pray the prayer of salvation so that you will be in right standing with God. You may have been around Christians all your life and said, these Christians, I don't know what they're doing, what's their deal. Hopefully, being around us, you see people who are walking with God. You might not ever figure out how to be a quote-unquote Christian, but everyone can walk with God every day. And that's what this is about. Everybody that's listening, pray this prayer with me. No matter how many times you prayed it, you don't have to pray it again to get saved again. But when you pray it, you reestablish the factors in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it teaches you how to pray that prayer so you can lead a friend into this prayer and help them find Jesus. Is it on the website? Is the prayer of salvation on the website?
Mm-hmm.
Going to have to go look, and I'll make sure it's there.
Yeah.
Here we go. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John
chapter 1. And John 3:16.
And John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for that,
and
Jesus.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose triumphant from the grave.
And you rose triumphant from the grave.
Put your hands out and just do this with me. I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
Into every area of my life.
Into every area of my life.
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Fill me with all of you.
Fill me with all of you.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of
pray
God.
Pray in my heavenly prayer life.
Pray in my heavenly prayer life.
And live a successful life. As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
That's amazing. You're experiencing that on the inside of you. You might say, what is it? This is what it is. You just said, Jesus, come into me. Jesus is the light of the world. So light just came in and drove out the darkness. Jesus is the author and finisher of the faith. He just came in. And you now have faith in its very origin on the inside. Battled with sin, every one of us did. Every one of us. And not able to beat it. And Jesus just gave you all of his righteousness. And now on the inside, you're white as snow. And you get to use his righteousness to overcome sin. Oh, it's amazing. The Father looked at Jesus right now and said, adopt them into the family. And you are now heir of God and joint heir with Jesus. Everything that Jesus has, you are a joint heir of that in this day. How amazing is all of that? This is the first step of your Christian life. as you learn to walk with God. My email address and website is right there, HG for Holy Ghost, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And send me an email and say, Pastor, I prayed the prayer, and I will help you walk with God. I've got an excellent set of videos that will teach you how to walk with God every day, and you can study them at your own time, your own pace, and they're free. Everything is on YouTube. As we say all the time, if it's no cost, then there's no excuse to not know the truth and live in it every day. You get to be as free as we are, and it's a pretty cool thing being free in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all we got for today. Remember, there'll be some timestamps in there so you can go back and hear some of these parts again and the references I've given to you. And it'll be a blessing to you and your family. Make sure you share this playlist. In the notes of this program is a playlist of all of the videos. You can send it to any of your friends, relatives, neighbors, enemies even, and say, you're such a bad enemy, you need to listen to the Bible. And it'll be a blessing to them in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's it. Till tomorrow morning. Remember, Sunday morning, we receive communion together. Make sure you have your communion elements with you on Sunday morning. Till we see you again, this is what we say. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. Blog Talk Radio. Call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. May the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it, with you every single day in all that you do. My email address is hgpreacherman, PREACHERMAN, @gmail.com. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send us an email if you can, postcard. And it'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. See you again real soon.